Now to Iraq, where July was the deadliest month of the war for civilians. 3,438 Iraqis were killed last month. That averages out to more than 110 people a day. Those figures come from Iraq's health ministry and the Baghdad morgue.
U.S. and Iraqi forces try to crack down on the violence, but it goes on. This morning, improvised bombs in Baghdad killed about 20 people. In Basra and the south, gunmen tried to take over the governor's office.
NPR's Corey Flintoff joins us now from Baghdad. And Corey, can you give us a sense of what this latest violence is about?
Well, a lot of it's pretty hard to figure out. One thing I've noticed is that a lot of recent violence isn't necessarily sectarian. It's just lawlessness. That attack in Basra, for instance, tribal fighters apparently attacked the city government because they believed city officials had a hand in the murder of one of their tribal leaders. So in the midst of this, one policeman was killed, several of them wounded, and it took British troops with armored personnel carriers just to clear the streets. I was at a police station in the Adamiya neighborhood the other day when police drove in with seven dead bodies in the bed of their pickup truck. And I was told that these people were killed in a shootout and that it wasn't a question of terrorism. It was criminals trying to eliminate some witnesses in a court case.
And the U.S. and Iraqi military officials say they are regaining control of the streets of Baghdad. Does it look like they are?
Well, they have a joint operation with one of those kind of unimaginative military titles. It's Together Forward. We haven't seen much of it firsthand, but we hear that they're cordoning off whole neighborhoods and searching literally thousands of houses. We heard from an Army colonel, Michael Breed, about the effort to secure the neighborhood called Dora. And this excerpt will show you just how ambitious it is.
What we're doing in Together Forward is stabilizing an area, securing and clearing an area, and then holding it, keeping it secure, and then building in those areas. We're focusing on those areas that are most at risk for violence.
When we talked to him, Beach pointed out that there'd been no murders in the neighborhood since the effort began. And, of course, he had to acknowledge that it helped to have three brigades of Iraqi and U.S. security forces on hand to keep the peace.
Three brigades. So that's quite a lot of manpower. Did he say how the military is going to provide enough troops to clear those neighborhoods all over the city and then keep them secure, keep them from being retaken by the insurgents?
Well, the colonel pointed out that the U.S. and Iraqi forces have brought thousands of additional troops into Baghdad. We know there's about 4,000 Americans alone in an effort to make this operation work.
And how do the people in the neighborhoods feel about this big operation?
Well, this morning I talked to two men who live in one of the neighborhoods that's being secured. And they said that, you know, the searches of their homes weren't all that thorough, that it wouldn't have been that hard for them to conceal weapons. One of them told us that an American soldier actually left a bazooka or some similar weapon in his driveway when the troops moved on. He said his mother found this thing and insisted that he follow the soldiers and get them to take it away. The other man told me that the searches are very invasive and that the soldiers create a horrible mess in people's houses. But although people don't much like that part of it, he said they're not opposed to the operation because it does give them some hope that security might improve.
NPR's Corey Flintoff in Baghdad. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you, Madeline.